Hi everyone, my name's George, recovered cocaine addict. Thanks for having us and putting this day on today. It's really really impressive and great effort by everyone. It's so nice to see. Wasn't expecting to talk until about 20 minutes ago, so as usual, woefully underprepared and winging it, but some things never change. Just here to tell you a little bit about hospitals and institutions. In March this year, I had the privilege of being voted in as the North London District Hospital and Institutions Chair. I took the role for a few reasons. A, it was up for grabs, and B, I wanted to grow in my recovery and get out of my comfort zone, do something new, and all of those boxes have been ticked, but I tell you what's my favourite commitment I've had so far in CA, and I've loved all my commitments, actually. I've done a lot of service as secretary, GSR, literature, tea, greeter, working with other men, etc. And this is unique, and so far I'm absolutely loving it. I'm sort of learning on the job, but I've got great support from the committee that we've been building up. So what is hospitals and institutions? Essentially, we take meetings, like the regular meetings, into places where people might not necessarily otherwise attend a meeting. So we go into prisons, detox centres, hospitals, rehabs, halfway houses, and these can be government backed or private. We pass a message, we plant seeds. We get a lot of people attending these meetings who don't know what CA is, have never been to a CA meeting. You're really kind of on the front line. So essentially, I'm asking people, anyone here who's interested in doing service, just to tell you a little bit about that side of things. There are two sides of it, really. We've got an H&I committee in North London. It's a really strong, growing committee, because what happened is North London had a very strong H&I presence up until COVID, and essentially a lot of meetings were closed because of health and safety and all that sort of stuff. And I think we went from having 10 or 12 meetings live face to face to having no face to face meetings and having one or two on Zoom. So we're kind of building this up from ground zero. So we need people to come and join the H&I committee, which is going to facilitate other meetings setting up in the institutions I've just spoken about. This is going to be a hot topic at districts, but we're really looking, because the committee's growing, we've started up two new meetings in the time that I've been chair. So we're starting, we're really looking for a literature chair at the moment, which is someone who can liaise between the district literature person and all the various meetings, and making sure we've got enough literature, because that's such a vital part of these meetings. People can take this stuff away, read it in their own time, and if we don't have the literature, it doesn't look very professional. I mean, we're not professional, let's face it, but every little helps. We need a secretary to come and take minutes, we need a treasurer, just support, really. And the other side of the commitments that we are looking for is to fill service commitments within these meetings that we're setting up. There are various clean time requirements in place in the World Service Manual, but we are looking for secretaries and co-secretaries to come and take new meetings on. If you're a year in and you're looking for that next step, that growth, this is a fantastic bit of service. It's what we do is we take your details, take your location, your personal preferences, etc., and we try and marry people up with suitable commitments in suitable locations. We provide starter packs to take in there, so you've got big books, leaflets, readings, etc., and provide a lot of support and guidance. There's people with a hell of a lot more experience than I have on the committee. I did have a little bit of experience of hospitals and institutions weren't my story before coming into recovery. I did go to a substance misuse centre in the Haringey, my local borough. But, you know, rehab wasn't my story, prison wasn't my story. But I felt, you know, that doesn't mean that I can't do this. And it doesn't mean that I can't help people in any, you know, try and help people in any way I can. And so I'd done chairs in hostels, rehabs, etc., before taking this commitment on. But since then, as a way of kind of supporting the committee, I've been privileged enough to go into a couple of rehabs and hospitals to, do chairs and see what the work that we're doing. And seeing, you know, the lights pop come on in these places, seeing these seeds planted, seeing a bit of hope passed on through other members, other CA members and myself, is... Yeah, it's one of the most rewarding things I've done. I'm not really quite sure what else to add. I'm going to be sat at the back of the room, so if any of those service bits jump out to you, or if you just want to come and say hello, come to the back. I'm going to be here till 5 o'clock. I'll take your details, have a chat, pass them on to our hospitals liaison or prison liaison, and... you know, as I say, this really is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. And I'm sure, you know, wherever you are, there's probably institutions that need you. We have a team that go and look for these places. But if you have any connections with places that you might know, that is so welcome. You know, we're very open and... open to new things. We had our monthly business meeting this morning, and a guy came along because his wife has contacts. She works with a new meeting that we're opening up in Enfield called Somewhere Safe to Stay Hub, and you know, things like that are just well, you know, so welcome. So it's a little bit different to regular meetings. It's very, very rewarding. And yeah, some of these meetings, the other thing I'll say, are closed. So they're literally only open to the clients, the inmates, the patients, whatever you want to call them. And some of those won't be advertised online on our CA London website. But there are also one or two open H&I meetings, which means anyone can attend them as long as they're a CA member. And those ones will be advertised online. So if you see any open H&I meetings advertised online, that's what it is. You're welcome to go along. And yeah, I think I'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Thanks for letting me help.